This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Howleen, H-O-W-L-E-N, like November E, Dault, D like David, A-U-L-T, date of birth 11-4-1951. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Dault with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was December 2, 2024. Her weight is stable since her last visit. She's been feeling well. She has no symptoms at all of chronic kidney disease. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Review of systems is negative. Medications, she's on no prescription medications, all supplements only. Physical exam, weight 169 pounds, pulse 85, blood pressure 134 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And she has a trace of pedal edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 19th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.87, which is stable, estimated GFR 28. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.5, intact parathyroid hormone 103.2, and this does fluctuate a lot. Hemoglobin 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no uremic symptoms. We've asked the patient to continue getting monthly lab studies done. 2, history of hypertension, currently controlled with low-salt diet and stable. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. 4, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and we will monitor the calcium levels as well as intact parathyroid hormone levels monthly. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.